Hey everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, find out how Tom Cruise got smacked down by Madea. Boo! It is Box Office Breakdown. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Ooh, look at a little jaunty jingle leading us into Box Office Breakdown. Down. I thought I'd sing that intro. That's terrible. We'll never do that again. Hey, everybody.
It's okay.
I liked it.
Can you do it again next week? Just one more
major
time.
Major A for effort. Just one
more. Sure, no. Yes. We'll give it a C. C minus at best.
No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Box Office Breakdown here on Popcorn Talk. This is the show that breaks down the box office from the weekend that was. And then we...
Oh, you got the popcorn gun on over there.
Woo. Been practicing.
And then we...
Prognosticate!
There you go. We just need to do a Snapchat or some Instagram video of just that.
That's right. About the box office for the week to come. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter at HappyGoJackie.
Hi, guys. I'm Quinn Skillion. You can find me on Twitter at Quinn Skillion.
Hey, guys. I'm Carrie Lane. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D. Lane and Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor.
And you guys can find me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Always be stalking him.
Always.
Be stalking.
And he doesn't have his phone right now.
I know. I'm like dying.
Why That's didn't right. you yes. like bring a charger or something?
You know, I have a Mophie, but...
I have a Mophie, too. I almost think the Mophie makes you worse about charging, because you it always does. Think you can flip that switch. Sometimes you flip it and you go, oh, I flipped it already yesterday.
Whoops.
You don't have nine lives with the Mophie.
No. Aww.
So, folks, you can like us on Facebook, give us those five stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, hop in the chat. We love having you guys interact with us during the course of the show. So hop in now. Share your thoughts about this past box office weekend or start talking about what the movies are coming out this weekend, which sadly just one. But it's a good one. I think it'll be a good one. Yes. And whilst we're doing our box office,
it feels special to come out all on your own.
Oh, that's right.
You know, it's like being a debutante, but there's no other bells at the ball.
It's all about you, Inferno. That's right.
Well, it makes the sevens a ten because you're the only one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We'll be doing our box office bet a little later on this episode, but we'll do a little business. First off, as we break into this weekend's past box office, also ties into our box office bet from last episode. Yeah. Of course, that was Boo. Madea Halloween.
Can I just say, first off, that I am completely not surprised that this movie took number one.
Yeah, I mean, it came in number one there, $28.5
million.
But can I say something, though?
I won.
So it's not a surprise to me because I feel like there are no urban horror slut type comedy movies. I mean, there have not, that's novel. That's new. And we talked about
The Wayans Brothers
novel types
doing,
of movies.
Scary movie and stuff.
Yeah, but we didn't have any this year.
I'm just glad you said it.
Huh?
In that commentary, because that's what I would say, too. I worked at a video store, and certain types of movies definitely drew certain types of people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Media Shack, very excited about Madea. Could go kiss my furry little butt.
I agree with your comment there, Media Shack.
Well, someone will be Media kissing Shack, butt in Madea's movie. Let's see who it is.
Well, let's see. The person that for sure will not be seeing it is the winner.
Go, Quinn. Go, Quinn.
Although I do have a confession to make. I haven't been able to see Max Steel yet, which I do want.
Is this turning into a Warcraft for you?
I do have a good reason for it, though. I would like to give my excuse.
All right. Please give your people in the chat your excuse.
This is what had happened. I was all ready to see it yesterday afternoon. Me and my friend Casey were going to go see it together. We had the whole thing planned. We went and had lunch. Mm-hmm. We went to Flixster to go see what time the movies were, and there was none playing after like 2 p.m. anywhere in the city. There was like one at like 3 o'clock in Glendale, and we weren't going to be able to make it. I couldn't make it, and I tried to see it again today at the Grove, and it's not even at the Grove. So I want you to say I did try to see it.
Okay.
It just didn't happen for me, so I just want to put it out there for you guys.
Alvin in the chat, excuses?
Excuses. Yes. I know, but it's a good one. It's an excuse, but it's a good one.
It's okay,
No, those
Quinn.
Are good. You at least tried.
I bought your excuses.
No, thank you very much.
That's hard.
Take
when
as long
it's,
as you need.
Because it's not really playing in a lot of theaters. It's also a kid movie. Yes. It's not really doing very well, so just not playing it very many
It's not even many time slots.
Yeah, I've had that.
Sure.
Well, that's okay. Quinn, we'll see it eventually. Give us a report. But yeah. I know we can count on Media Shock.
Out on Netflix.
No, Media Shock. I mean, Media Shock in the chat. Chime in. I know you saw it because you were going to represent with Quinn. You were so excited there on Twitter to be seeing the movie along with Quinn.
It's such a hoot. I was forced to watch it twice.
Oh, my God.
By gunpoint? Like, how?
So Max Steel was removed.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you serious?
No,
was it really?
I bet you I can track it down somewhere.
Yes,
I'm
Quinn's
sure.
It's going to be somewhere.
Quinn's resourceful.
There's a lot of theaters in LA. It'll be somewhere.
Yeah.
So Quinn, of course, she'll catch up on Max Steel eventually here, but she won, so she doesn't have to see Boo a Madea Halloween. Mm-hmm. Neither will Richie Sky or myself. So, of course, that leaves only one person.
But you
and
know
that
what?
Is,
I've done pretty well. This is the first time I've lost.
Well, you've also been gone for quite a while. For your pill.
I only missed like 2 weeks.
I missed 3 weeks. Okay. Yes, I ate it big time for that 3 weeks. It was 3 weeks where I ate it hard.
You did.
So are you relishing this moment? You're like, ha.
I think we're all relishing this moment.
But we've been around a while enough that I haven't. But then this has. Okay, fine, whatever.
We all have.
I was going to say, you guys have lost more than.
Oh, I've lost quite a few times. I've done my share.
This is my second. Max Steel is my second loss.
Okay.
So I'm, you know.
Wild things, guys. I saw wild things.
Nine lives.
That's
people.
True.
Mm-hmm. There we go. We should
Max Steel is my nine lives.
Oh, remember Gem and the Hologram? Yeah, that was another one. Then.
I know it's on cable
that
right now.
That already came out already?
Yeah, it came out last year. It's on cable.
Oh my
now.
God, I missed it.
I've heard nothing but bad things about it.
Darn it.
Yeah, that's another one. They should have just given it a different name.
Yes.
There
for
was
sure.
No reason. Yeah, so I'll see it. But I was joking. I'm like, I'm just going to wait till it gets to the cheapy theater.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You got to.
Nice.
We want a hot
$6
review.
Tuesdays.
It's I feel right. like you're
going. Well, you know what? There's a theater by me. It was $5.25 to go on Sunday.
That's nice.
Which
I like
was like,
that.
Yes.
Wait, $5.25 on like, Sunday? Yeah. Uh-huh. And Sunday's like a great time to go see a movie.
Yeah, I feel
that's
like
right.
you're
going to
thoroughly enjoy Madea.
Yeah. Well, I've actually never seen a Madea movie.
That's
ever,
why I think you're gonna enjoy it.
Well,
yeah, I
didn't
that
say
reason,
I'm not.
It's a fun experience.
Alvin's like you're on your butts. I will. I just was saying I might wait till the cheapy theater day. But
here's the thing: it's cool because these Madea movies are so crazy popular.
They are
in some ways. I mean, people will not miss one of these movies. So
yeah, exactly.
I think it's kind of fun about it to kind of get a peek into these things that people are really passionate about. That's kind of fun.
But sure. For some reason, I guess, and I wrongly, I always equate anytime I see a Madea film coming out, I equate it to like any of the Ernest Goes To films.
Yeah.
Like that just kind of weird character that just keeps going on and on and on. But clearly, there's more of a demand for Madea than there is for Ernest.
Yes. I mean, you know what's so funny, though, is when he started off doing Madea as plays, they were hilarious.
Okay.
Then he moved them into movies, and it was like, okay. I mean, it's still kind of funny, but it's not as funny.
Well, yeah,
you know.
I think for most of us, just it really does just kind of feel like how many have there been, and
a lot.
This is going to be like Saw. It's just going to.
It's just gonna keep going and going. But I mean, look at these numbers they're pulling. Why not? You know what I mean?
I'm saying. I mean, he's catering to a market that's not always catered to.
Halbin saw it. He enjoyed Madea. Definitely a Netflix. Definitely a Netflix movie.
But he enjoyed it.
I need to find it because I remember reading or talking about the discussion and just something in the back of my head with like I've never seen a Madea movie, but something I've associated with it was. There was like this article of just the black male in a dress kind of thing, which is like Madea, Big Mama's House. I think Dave Chappelle did it too, and it was just this article talking about that and how it was like not necessarily a good thing that like they've resorted to that as a comedy thing.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, I need to go find that because it was really interesting
that
then,
really,
but I don't remember
really
it.
Interesting.
And so like I maybe always had a weird like, well, I don't really want to watch Madea.
I wonder what RuPaul would say about it.
It well, yeah, it's a different. Well, it's yeah.
Because RuPaul has a lot of things to say about the lip sync with on Jimmy Fallon, just kind of how they're like all of a sudden that's like a really normal thing, but that's been like you know this huge part of this culture for like a really long time. So I don't know. That's really interesting.
Good question. If I find it, I'll link you guys.
Cool. Well, oh, I
did link the trailer. Did you guys watch it? The YouTube video.
No,
that you didn't watch it.
What is
I
it?
Did not watch
I know
it.
I tagged you.
Yes.
What was it?
The YouTube video for Followed, our YouTuber guy.
No, I haven't seen it.
Fine.
Okay.
It's on your Twitter.
All right.
It's only like under 5 minutes. Yeah, I'll retweet it again.
20 Madea films and 12 plays. Thank you, Sky.
That's a lot of material, man.
Wow. I wish Nice Guys, Batman, Superman, Suicide Squad, X-Men did better.
I got to say, I just watched Nice Guys a couple days ago, And meh. I was so meh about it.
Really?
I really just bought it,
so I gotta watch it.
See, I think it was good. I thought the acting was good, but man, was it a slow burn. Really slow. It reminded me of so many other movies that I liked better than that one. Like, almost even, like, Inherent Vice, which was so fun and weird. Mm-hmm. And this movie was just kind of, like, boring along.
Someone just asked a question. What?
That's what I was about to say. Robin Williams.
No.
Not the first
Some Like It Hot.
But I'm just saying.
Maybe?
I would say Some Like It Hot.
And that was what I was thinking.
Some Like It Hot's even earlier than that.
Yeah, definitely.
And then Tom Hanks, they did...
Booze and Putties.
Yeah, Bosom Buddies. Yeah,
I love that show.
So, it's been a common theme, and then those are white males doing it. But there was a separate article talking about men of color doing it, so I need to find that article, and I will find that for you.
I wonder how many have impersonated like Oprah. You know,
well, that's a different thing too.
Yeah,
they did a great one on Mad TV.
Oh,
she was eating potato chips, and then she popped open.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Sharknado's made a million movies too.
What is Sharknado? Can someone tell me what that
tornado with sharks?
We're lying.
Why are we lying?
No, serious.
We're lying. And they're on what? They're like fourth or fifth movie?
They made four.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Have you all seen any of them?
Sharks in Space in this
last
one. I haven't seen a Sharknado movie. Prob won't. If I'm being honest with myself tornadoes. And with all of you, which I try to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Beauty Shack Feels Nice Guys is a gem. Uh-oh. Already the tastes are diverging. Be curious to see what you both think of Max Steel.
Media Shack was supposed to be on the same page with everything.
Yes. All right. Coming in number two, sadly, Tom Cruise did not have what it took to do well with this second Jack Reacher film. He came in number two with $22.8 million.
I saw this movie.
Did you?
Dun, 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 dun.
Did you like it?
All right.
I liked it for the action.
Did you like the first one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so.
Yeah. However, this is the first time I looked at a movie and I thought, wow, this script is pretty primitive.
I went on to Rotten Tomatoes and it has a 39%, and the little caption I thought was funny, it says it was monotonously formulaic and like the title of it should have said it all, Never Go Back.
Man.
Which I thought was like a little
tongue in cheek. It's like the dialogue was like, are you serious? This was made into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like very cliche lines in an action film.
Right. It just kind of feels like and they just kind of plug like in. It's like one-liners. Mad Libs, but for like action movies.
There was no real deep dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I needed to be deep, but I was just like, please take me on a journey. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting because the reviews I read because I was excited to see it because I did like the first one, but it's a different director. Edward Zwick is directing it this time, who worked with Tom Cruise on The Last Samurai.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard though was that Chris McQuarrie not directing it this time, and I like the action sequences and the way that there was kind of more rugged storytelling in the first one. And I've heard that it's not the same case with this one. And there's a little kid, and it's just a lot of scenes with her and Cruise, and just like, it's disappointing.
Someone asked,
was
there anything you liked
about it?
Cheesy?
The female
action
lead.
Colby Smulders.
The what?
I liked her.
From How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I liked her. I liked her in this. I felt like she could have pulled off a movie on her own based on her character in this movie.
Totally.
I liked her that much.
I love that.
But
good
other
her.
Than that, it was like,
she made the best of a bad situation.
It had to have been about 20 pages. Like, it seemed like it was that low on dialogue.
How was the action? Fighting? Everything was okay?
Oh, that was great. Yeah. I mean, Tom Cruise still has it, but, you know, he's obviously getting a little older.
Yeah, but
because he tried to do some shirtless scenes, and it was like, that's what we're going to look like when we get older.
I'm sorry.
If Tom Cruise can't do it, then we should all just die now.
You can just see the aging of a man's, like, I mean, of his your torso and stuff. And I'm like, don't show that. We don't need to see that.
You know, but I've never seen, like, when I see Tom Cruise, like, say Mission Impossible 4, when he has his shirt off and he's in the like the Russian prison and stuff. He's never been like super like ripped, but he's always been like really, you know, just like lean and you can tell he's very athletic. But he's never been like six pack, just, you know, ripped up and like.
Yeah, he's not like Ryan Reynolds, scary.
He's
yeah.
just older man at this point.
Oh, come on.
I mean, but
see,
listen,
I like that about like a fine wine. Just don't dabble.
He still
in the fine
can carry a movie, and he can still pull off the action sequences.
Maybe
it
just
was just
keep
like,
his shirt on?
Just keep the shirt on. It was no need for it.
Brutal.
Sorry.
Brutal, Richie.
Tom Cruise is 52. Thank you.
We were talking about a woman taking her shirt off at 52. I'd have some words for you.
Listen, I'm just speaking the truth.
Just, I'm speaking the truth, too. If we were saying, you're 52, don't take your clothes off anymore, I would say, you know what? I would love it. Take it off.
All right, there you go.
That was, if you want to see it, then go right ahead.
In Magicians, they had an episode like that. They had a mom, which I forget the actress, I forget how old she is, but she was an older woman, and you see like her naked back and getting out of the bathtub, and it was shot so sexy, and we were all like, yes! She's still sexy as an old lady.
Now, the issue that I've heard and read about for the Jack Reacher films is that there's almost 20 novels in the series. And the one that they really chose to adapt some later books in there, which benefit when you're reading them as a series because you're kind of building up stuff. So when they do the reveal of a child in here, it kind of pays off because you've got to know Jack Reacher over the span of many novels. But doing such a later novel so early in a potential series, a franchise, you're like, why are we doing this? You need time to get, I think, to get to know the character a little bit more before you start pulling some of these reveals.
So, okay, for Jack Reacher, what did we get? What was our weekend total there?
It was, what, 22.8?
Does that mean we're going to get a third one?
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen for...
We should go back to Mission Impossible.
What do y'all think? We're going to get a third Jack Reacher?
No, I mean, and now that Christopher McQuarrie is with him on Mission Impossible for the next one for that, I think, I mean, that's where you're going to see the two of them. I think those two work better together than Edward Zwick.
Yeah, the Mission Impossible movies, they just seem so
intense.
Those
still work,
like,
though.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Even as he's gotten older, you're like, no, it still works. Like, everything he does is
like,
realistic
it doesn't
within,
matter.
Yeah, what he could do.
I feel like he could definitely go the Harrison Ford route and just keep pushing him out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
keep
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. You are forgetting Taps. Tom Cruise was ripped in that one. Well, I haven't gotten my Taps. I didn't watch my Taps there with
I didn't either. I saw Jack Reacher. So.
Number three is a film that Carrie saw this weekend. She'll tell us a little bit about where her thoughts were. That it was Ouija: Origin of Evil
from
Universal.
I did.
Tell us.
So this was the second Ouija movie.
Yes.
Correct?
Okay. So technically it's the second, but it is a prequel, and you don't need to see the other one. However, if you go see it, make sure you stay all the way through the credits, even after they're all done. I was the only person in the theater, and I saw it because I walked in too early for the.
Oh, so you
came in early.
Was there an Easter egg?
Yeah. Well, it connects to the other one.
Okay.
But it was one of those, I saw it before I watched my own movie, but it was okay because I didn't know who the character was, so it didn't mean anything to me.
Gotcha.
But just so you guys know, if you like Ouija, make sure you stay all the way to the end because then it connects to the other one. I liked it. It was good. It maybe is a little bit of a slow burn. I think it's only a slow burn, if only because you've seen the trailer that you know stuff's going to happen. So then you're kind of just like, okay, we know there's going to be issues. We know, like, she's going to have some, the little girl's going to have monsters and demon things. Can we get to that?
Was it slow burn or was it suspenseful?
There were some times where you're like, you're waiting for it to happen.
Okay.
So it was more that, but I think it's only because that's the main thing you've seen in the trailer.
Was it worth the wait? Like,
yeah.
That build up?
Like, they have a lot of good, creepy visuals. There's good explanation
that's shit I don't do.
Good explanations. No. But guys, in playing Ouija, there's only three rules, and these characters don't abide by the rules very well, and so it's really like...
You can't even suspend your disbelief.
Tell us the rules.
Number one, never play alone. Number two, don't play in a graveyard. And number three, always say goodbye. And there's a part where nothing really happens at all, but I'm like, guys... Rule number three, nobody said goodbye, and nobody ever thought of it, so that was one of my complaints. Nobody ever goes, hey guys, let's just try to say goodbye to the thing. But they don't do that, but that's okay, it's not really a spoiler.
Oh, but like, is that something that people know?
They say it in the movie.
Oh.
They're like, guys, we're going to play Ouija. Rule number one, like they say it, that's what I mean. I'm like,
oh wait, so, but they didn't do anything with that? That didn't end up, like, falling out in any kind of... Oh.
No. Some of them do, but some of it, like, there's one, like, saying goodbye never came up, and I'm like, you guys should try that. But the monsters are, like, how you see the stuff is good and creepy. The little girl taking, like, the device and, like, putting it up to her eye to see through it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the period piece of it. I like the, the origin of it. Because the first Ouija movie, I was like, meh, I don't really care. But I'm like, oh, origin. Okay, I would love to see where this started.
Mm. Gotcha.
And so it was cool.
What is the reason for, never play it by yourself?
They don't really get into why you shouldn't play it by yourself. Mm. But maybe the idea is, because then maybe you're susceptible to being possessed.
Oh, so if they have to choose between two people,
so don't do it.
Well, the idea is generally it's like two. And I agree. Mm-hmm. I like that the older daughter is very practical in it at the beginning, too, of like, come on, it's both our hands on it. We're just like, you know, they're moving. They say things that you would think about while you're watching it. So I'm like,
I like the idea of don't play in a graveyard is like opening up a pack of gum around all your friends because everyone wants to be in. So if you're trying to play like Ouija in a graveyard, everyone's all the ghosts are going to be like, wait, can I come over? Like, I'm trying to play. Like, what's going on? I want to come out.
So yeah, as a horror movie, I liked it and it was satisfying in the sense of there were good creepy bits and they explained stuff. Maybe there's some weird stuff towards the end, but otherwise I'm like, definitely a good, solid horror movie.
Now
you have some jumps.
You brought up one thing there.
A couple things.
Staying all the way through the credits. So I feel like for most films, especially like some of the big headliners like Marvel films and stuff, they're always kind of letting you know like, hey, there is something in for the credits. Stay through all the way through. You get a little
no,
tag at
the end.
No, this
one doesn't tell you at all. That? Everyone
so
left.
How did you know?
Because I was super early to my show, so I actually walked in during the credits and not knowing. I was just like, is this a new trailer? What's this trailer? And then I watched it and then realized, oh, that was the end of the movie.
So, yeah.
All right, I'm going to sit.
You must have been really early. You were like pre-trailer.
I was like a half hour early.
You were pre-like trivia thing that they do.
Yes. And I saw Maria Menounos on a lot of the, hey, I'm with E! Entertainment. Like, yeah, I'm like, hey, there's our boss.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, like, so some of them, they let you know. Others, you don't. But the thing
is,
if you
know. I wish they gave you a hint at, like, stay. Because, I mean, I've been
I'm saying I had seen nothing about that.
Yeah. And I don't think people were talking about it. And I know I've been in the theaters where people get up in Marvel movies and you're like, we all know.
You're like, come on. Yeah, amateur.
But I almost wanted to be like, hey, guys, stay. But everyone left. I was like.
So, for you guys, do you stay through the credits for every film, regardless if you know there's going to be something in the end, just to see if maybe there might be something? And if you see people leaving, do you feel an obligation, if you know there's definitely something coming, to like, guys, just sit down. There's something else you need to see. Or you're just like, no, sorry, suckers, you're leaving. You're going
to
miss out.
I stay to see if there's anything at the end. One of my favorite ones was Inspector Gadget, where they like kept talking to you throughout. And he's like, why haven't you left yet? And that was funny.
School of Rock does that too.
Yeah. And then I also, just to after working in film, to give credit to all those people that are listed. And it's just kind of fun to see the names and... even if I don't know who they are, it's interesting to read them. What about you guys? No, everyone's like, bolt. Yeah, and you guys, leave a comment down below.
I definitely don't bolt. Okay. I hang around. I mean, if I know, I don't think I've ever been in a theater where it wasn't like everybody knew that there was the usually it's like when it's one of those movies where you know it's going to be, everyone kind of sits there and watches all the way through. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been in a position where I was like, you guys, wait, no. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I straight up bolt when those lights come on.
Alvin said there's a website you can check to see if there's stuff during the credits.
There's also an app.
Yeah, but who's going to check that ahead of time, you know?
I don't know if this is still a thing, but there was an app that told you when was the best time to pee during a movie.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Wait, you leave during a movie?
If you have to pee, if you have to pee really bad.
Get up in a movie.
Absolutely not.
I will just have to sit there and suffer the entire time.
I don't want to, but I'm also don't want to pee my pants. So like I'm an adult and I'll go to the bathroom if I really have to pee.
You're an adult, you can hold it.
No. Also, I don't want to.
That's another one.
That's bad for you guys. It's really bad for you.
We need to get you some Depends
for the movies. In the comments down below, do you stay through the credits and do you ever get up to go to the bathroom? Absolutely not. No, I am in my seat and people get up and I'm like, you missed that part.
But I'll have to wait.
Oh my gosh. I can go and come back pretty fast, but
I just don't want to miss anything.
Me neither. Yes. Like what if you go during like a really important
Exactly.
But I don't care because
and then I think I would have to go see the movie all over again.
Yes.
That's silly.
Star Drew asks if Doctor Strange is going to have a mid-credit or after-credit scene. They actually have both. One during the middle of the credits and one at the end. So you got to stay all the way through.
Did you watch it? Did you get a pre-screen?
No. But of course, I don't. Spoilers don't mean that much to me. So I know what happens. So
spoilers don't mean that much to you.
But I'm not going to share what those are. But yes, so check those out.
Yeah, someone I know they went and saw it already too. Yeah, I love post-credits and after-credits. Lots of creativity and development in the films.
Media Shock says pee in the cup.
All right.
Oh, see, girls don't have penises.
They make Go Girl.
Did you guys not know that?
It's a funnel.
I said depends.
I've seen those, and I also know that they leak.
Ew.
I'm gonna just go pee. Sorry. I'm gonna make a t-shirt, that says, sometimes I pee during movies. So that way we can end this conversation.
You know
forever.
What? Good. People should know.
Check out Quinn's website.
Sometimes I get up and I pee during the movie. I might really have to go. And that's the end of the conversation.
Okay.
Quinn will have those on sale at her website, so check those out. If you guys want to join the cause, let the word be known.
Yeah. I say use the bathroom before. Yeah, that's me.
Me too.
And you will hold it, or you just don't drink whatever you're drinking until like late.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Until late in the movie.
Whatever you're bringing in the theater. Or you got
I will
in
also
the
say that the theater that I go to that's cheap on Tuesdays has what they call an at-home pour. Of wine, and it's about it's a goblet. You're drinking like half.
This is why you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Of course, I'm gonna have to pee because you break that seal. But it's really fun to drink wine during a movie, also. Anyway,
perfect for the next deal.
Where's there that theater?
It's on Sunset and Crescent Heights, or La Cia, Crescent Heights. Yeah.
Carrie Lane didn't stop at just one movie this weekend. She saw two, which happens to be our number four movie this week, The Accountant. Starring Ben Affleck from Warner Brothers.
How was that?
Coming in at second week, $13.6 million.
That one's cool. That one is also it's a slower paced movie. It's not like action, action, action. But it was very fun. And the thing, too, is the way the trailer and the posters kind of make it out to be is like Ben Affleck's like a hitman. And no, he's not. It's more he just can defend himself because he has very dangerous clientele. Because he's an accountant for all kinds of clients.
So he has to be able to
put him up. Because if you're the accountant for like the mob and then they decide, I don't want to keep you around anymore and they come after you, he needs to be able to defend himself.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, all right, that's cool. But he'll stand up for in case like something innocent is being attacked kind of situation. And so that's cool. Anna Kendrick's fun and cute little character in it. She's not in that much. And
John Lithgow?
Is that the guy who's Punisher in Walking Dead? Oh, yeah, no, John Lithgow. Yes, he's in it, too. His character is nice. I'm blanking on the guy's name, but he's in Punisher and Walking Dead. He's also in it, and his character's very entertaining. So, yeah, there's one of those, like, go in, but it's going to be a slow action movie. It's not like action.
Gus from The Walking Dead? Not from The Walking Dead. I was thinking of that guy from Breaking Bad. Just kidding.
No, yeah, it's...
guy from season two?
Yeah, like way back when. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember his name. He was so good in Daredevil.
Did I say Daredevil? Yeah, he played the Punisher in Daredevil.
John Bernthal.
Thank you, John Bernthal. I liked his character as well. So it's one of those, like, I recommend it as a good action movie, but maybe see the matinee if, like, it's not necessarily, like, heart-pounding action the whole time. So.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Which I think
this is definitely the best explanation I've heard for me to want to go see this. Because I was saying last week about how I had zero interest in this. I still have zero interest in it. I definitely won't ever pay. But, like, I can see now the way how kind you're coming out. Like, you're definitely giving it a way better feel than the trailers ever did. So, for sure.
Well, the trailers are misleading.
Skycast
marketed
wrong.
Yes. So many movies have been marketed incorrectly because they make you think one thing or there's a scene in it. The trailer and you hate it. Like Ouija, there's a scene with the doctor who's played by Doug Jones, but that scene's not in the movie, so it's kind of like, oh, bummer. But he's also in it if you've seen it, he's the black monster thing. I'll just say monster because I'm like, you don't really know what it is, but.
Spoiler!
Not really.
There's monsters in Ouija.
his old man in The Accountant was ex-military. Yeah, that's the other thing too, is they explain like, that's semi-spoilers. Thanks, Media Shock. But not really. They explain, like, how he knows how to fight. Like, he's not just like, I magically know how to fight. Like, his dad was in the military.
Yeah, okay.
That's the other thing that kind of slows the pacing down is they do flashbacks to him as a child kind of explaining, like, how he is now. Which I think is really interesting, but that slows the pace down a bit. But it's kind of cool, and it's also a interesting way to go at it is they approach, like, anybody on the spectrum, it's not necessarily anything's wrong with them, it's just we don't understand it or they don't know how to communicate with us and they just have something like a better talent that we just can't quite get at. Which is kind of like if you guys have ever seen the movie and also the person's really interesting, Temple Grandin, who because of how she is with her autism, she understood better humane techniques for slaughtering cattle, like, before they die.
Right.
And so that was kind of something that they hone in this movie with The Accountant is not necessarily like, oh, there's something wrong with them because they're autistic. It's more that there's just maybe something they do better, but we haven't tapped into what that is yet. Which I was like, oh, that was kind of neat, but it wasn't too heavy-handed. But it was, I haven't seen that in a movie, be like, hey.
I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I felt like the posters for that just made me keep thinking it was some sort of like period piece.
There you go.
It was kind of, you see like somebody with their face kind of covered, the accountant, and he's holding a gun. It kind of looked more like a 60s or 70s kind of set, even though it's more modern day.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed kind of weird.
Yeah, so, Sky said, Account is an intelligent action film with complexity. Yeah, you could say that. Like, it's an action, but a slower one.
I like that. You could say that.
Yeah. I didn't say it was with all
Do better marketing. Boy, Sky. All right, well.
Yes.
Hopefully. Guys, Wonder Woman's right around the corner. They're going to market the hell out of that one, Sky. Yes. Get excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Have Wonder Woman stamps. Did you guys see my Twitter post about that?
I did see that. Mm-hmm. Look cool.
They got Wonder Woman stamps out right now, guys, and they're really cool.
Rounding out our top five, we've got Emily Blunt's Girl on the Train from Universal, $7.1 million.
Good, good, good.
Thank you, Quinn.
I like that. I still have zero interest to see that one, though.
Yeah, it was good. We talked about it a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should go see it.
Okay, good, good. Emily Blunt was good.
Jumping over internationally, folks. Of course, Jack Reacher Never Go Back led the international box office this weekend with $31 million in 42 markets, although it opened up soft in China. Mm-hmm. Still, again, Tom Hanks' holdover, just Inferno, had another $28.9 million, making almost $95 million internationally so far. And for some reason, man, Jason Statham's sequel, Mechanic Resurrection, which, come on, guys, it's a terrible movie. But it did great with $24 million. It's almost got $50 million internationally. And so we've also, man, I can't believe that, because Mechanic, guys, China, what are you thinking? That is a terrible movie. Ouija Origin Evil got off to a $7.9 million start with strong numbers over in Latin America. Mm. And DreamWorks Trolls combed out $18 million in 14 Fox markets with number ones in 9 of those.
That hasn't opened here yet, has it?
It did. It opened this past weekend, too. Oh, wait. No, it's not yet. This weekend. It's opening next weekend.
I was going to say, I'm like, I do want to see that. I'm wondering why
we don't have Trolls on our upcoming
No, it's
films.
Not next weekend. It's 2 weeks. Yeah.
Because I saw pictures of like the premiere. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, people having little furry hair and stuff like that.
Although yes. I will say, I was like, I think, I can't remember which movie. I think it was Miss Peregrine's when Trolls, there was a Trolls trailer playing and like everybody in the theater was, well, I think we were all kind of watching this trailer and like everybody was like, this looks really bad. And someone in the front of the theater goes, can you fast forward? And everybody laughed.
Oh, that looks super cute.
That's the vibe we're working with Trolls.
No, like that was
Nine
one.
Lives.
No, that's like same thing like Storks. It was, as I saw more trailers for Trolls and Storks, I was far more interested to go see it because like the initial one, you're like, okay. And then like the concept of Trolls, I'm like, eh. But watching more trailers, I'm like, it's actually kind of funny.
I don't know. I feel like Trolls, much like Angry Birds, like those are movies that are way too late. Like Trolls.
Well, Trolls is like way late.
No, I think Angry Birds
was kind of late.
Angry Birds was definitely late.
They were in talks for that at the height of Angry Birds.
And Trolls is like what, the 90s?
Trolls is trying to be like retro.
Oh, no. Trolls is right in it. Nostalgia's big right now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
My roommate is telling me to come home.
Trolls looks bad.
Johnny, I'll be home soon. How'd you get on to this thing? Don't you have things to do?
Yeah, do you think with the whole nostalgia things about Trolls, they should have made them look more like with the gem in the belly?
Like the dolls?
The
yeah.
Well,
not all of them had that. I still have quite a few of my Trolls,
they probably had to revamp it also to make it look cool for the young kids who actually are going to be going to see
this. Yes, they've changed it up a bit.
Because it's not really nostalgic for them.
Well, that's like them changing My Little Ponies, because I grew up with the original art, which I think looks much better. But the new one is like this new style, but it's super popular. So, I mean, we'll just have to see. Mm-hmm. But everybody loves family movies. Family movies are going to do really well. And it's Justin Timberlake and Andrew Kendrick and a lot of other good voices.
And they're
so
singing.
That's going to get those numbers up.
Those little trolls are singing.
I mean, Storks did set the world on fire, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Because I had to see it, so I know that for true, even though I did enjoy it.
Okay. I would rather see a movie called Trolls about, like, internet trolls getting what's coming to them.
Ooh.
We also had Ouija got off to a $7.9 million start there, and only on a budget of $9 million. So even internationally, it's almost made back its budget right there. Mm. And basically, for a couple milestones, Girl on the Train traveled past $100 million worldwide, and Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children topped $150 million overseas.
Great.
So look at that. Mm-hmm. So that takes us to the international numbers. We're going to do a little top five inspired by one of the films coming out this coming weekend. And there's only one, and that's Inferno. Ron Howard and Tom Hanks follow up there in the Dan Brown series of novels. Mm. Coming after Angels and Demons and The Da Vinci Code, of course, that started it all off. So we're just going to talk about a little Tom Hanks, a little top five inspired by Tom Hanks, his top five opening films. So when you think about many of them, you're like, oh, so many other ones that he's done, they're so much lower on the list, like Forrest Gump, for some reason. Things, I guess, when you're looking at more box office
totals, looks like realizing six, that even opening six. Weekends... Am I missing number one?
Number one is a good Toy Story, so we're just skipping the animated
films. I mean, it's hard because, which we've done with this, and you guys have talked about in the chat, but I like how we're doing it of its, because this is box office. What are the box office numbers? That does not account for the films that are cult favorites or, you know, just audience favorites that maybe they didn't make a lot of money when they first came out, but, like, everybody knows that movie. So it's really hard, though, to judge the success of a film based on its box office numbers, but that's what we're doing here. We're looking at box office numbers.
Yeah.
I like this, but then we mentioned the other ones. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll do that, but like if we all know some other one that we're like, yeah, that one.
That one.
But these aren't even bad numbers. I mean, Tom Hanks, he pulls some numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Coming in, of course, his number one was Toy Story. So we're going to rule that one out, though, because, I mean, that's
not awesome animated. Film.
Yeah, so we're going to just focus on his live action.
But you know what?
Number
one in my heart, you know?
That's true. I mean, it's a great series. Toy Story is a great series of films. I mean, who doesn't get choked up seeing all those guys holding hands that are going right towards
Spoiler! Them? Whoa! Just kidding.
whoa, calm down.
Coming in at number six, though, Catch Me If You Can. From DreamWorks, they're starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hanks, directed by Steven Spielberg. $30 million its opening weekend. That was a really good film.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
I do like that movie.
Coming at number five, Saving Private Ryan.
That was good too.
Another Steven Spielberg collaboration.
And the one that $30.5 million. Mm-hmm. We talked about this movie recently.
Good.
Thanks for just
good. I'm still happy that Shakespeare in Love won the Oscar that year, because I know that that's like a huge point of contention, like that Saving Private Ryan should have won, but Shakespeare in Love took it, and I love that movie.
I remember having so many debates with people at the end of it, especially with one friend in particular, when Tom Hanks tells Matt Damon, you know, earn this.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was just like such a jerk move on Tom Hanks' part. Yeah, to kind of like, you know, lay that kind of guilt trip on Matt Damon with his dying words. I didn't see it that way, but she just like, that is so selfish. How dare he tell Matt Damon that he's got to earn this? So
I'd have to rewatch
all that. I don't remember feeling very passionate about that, but. Yeah, you know, I gotta go back and watch.
I think that was a movie where there's a lot of people in it that you're just like, oh, that person's in it, that one's in it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just surprised by how many people are actually in it, but they're not really well known for being in that film.
Yeah, like Vin Diesel.
Yes, that's exactly one of the ones
in it. My dad called my hard drive Private Ryan, because it's like saving.
Boom. Number four, Tom Hanks' most recent film, Sully, opened $35 million. Surprising.
I know. That movie like just came out like 2 seconds ago. It's already on this list.
And number three, Angels and Demons. His second film in the Dan Brown series of films. Even though as a novel, it takes place before Da Vinci Code.
I like that one better.
$46 million. And then number one, Da Vinci Code.
Book.
Yes.
I like the Da Vinci Code a lot, though.
No, Da Vinci Code is really good. And I love the book, but I like the Angels and Demons book better.
Do you think there was a difference between the adaptations? Like, was one adapted better than the other?
I don't recall. I just know Angels and Demons was, like, as a book, and what, like, they get into was so good. And Da Vinci Code was good, too, but I just liked more what that one.
See, Da Vinci Code has become, like, if it's on, I'll watch it.
I will watch that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I really like that movie.
Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts. Guy, I am with you on that. I'm freaking out.
League of Their Own. That's another excellent Tom Hanks one.
There's also Terminal, Forrest Gump.
That thing you do.
Bachelor Party, guys. Let's not forget Bachelor Party. Come on.
That's a classic.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, like, so there are Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yep. You Got Mail.
Oh, wait, he's not in Sleepless in Seattle, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking of You Got Mail, but I said Sleepless in Seattle.
They're both around the same time period.
What else? Everyone, name your fave Tom Hanks movie.
When Harry Met Sally?
No.
No? You don't like that one?
I love that movie.
No, it was Billy Crystal.
That's Billy Crystal.
You give me shit.
I think it was giving her, trying to confuse her.
So those are Tom Hanks' look back here. But we're getting ready to do our top five predictions. And then while we're getting ready to do that, folks, we'll let you know. Well, of course, there's only one film to choose from this week. So it's going to be Inferno, everybody. So really no reason to chime in on the chat about which film we're going to bet on this week for the Bike Office bet. There's only one title, so we'll be doing that. So we're going to hop right into...
And luckily none of us would be too...
No, I don't think any of us... I think it's
sore
like,
about having to
richest
see
richest
that
guy,
what?
You going to be too sad if you have to see Inferno?
No, I want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess wrong just
Apollo
because.
Apollo 13.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So our top five here, we're adding Inferno to the mix. And, of course, we already have the films that we've already talked about. Boo, Madea Halloween, Jack Reacher, Ouija Origin Evil, The Accountant, and Girl on a Train.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those is going to knock out of the top five to make room for Inferno? Richie Sky, what do you think?
I'm going to say, can I see your list really quickly? I'm going to say Inferno's number one.
Yeah.
Obviously. Then I'm going to say Boo, a Madea Halloween, because Carrie's going to go see it and take it over the top. Then I'm going to actually say Ouija.
Mm, that's a good call.
And then Jack Reacher.
You think, okay.
And that's what, four? So then I'm going to say, I guess probably the Accountant. I think that's going to be the way it goes.
I'm kind of with you there. I feel it's going to be Inferno 1. Yeah, Tom Hanks brings in the numbers. And that's been a pretty successful franchise so far. So that one
built in fan base. Yes. In many ways.
And it's the only new one.
In many ways. We had like so many things.
Books and movies. Then I'll say Madea is going to stay there. I want to say Ouija probably does better. But Jack Reacher go down. So Inferno, Boo. Just to change it up. Yeah, Ouija, Jack Reacher, and I'll say Accountant stays on there.
Okay, so you agree with Richie?
I think it was the same order,
Yes.
All right. I'm going to do something really boring, and I'm just going to keep the top five as it is, slot them all down, and put Inferno at the top. So we're going Inferno, Madea, Jack Reacher, Ouija, Accountant.
Okay. And I'm going to go with Richie and Carrie. I think Ouija's going to hold a little bit better than, sadly, Jack Reacher.
Well, then our question is how much we all make, we think Inferno's going to be.
That's right.
It has a preliminary 25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good point. Ouija will stay up there because it's getting closer to Halloween as well.
Yep.
Which I do think so, and I feel that one's going to be a word of mouth. Because it's one of those, no, really, it was good, and then it'll be spread on. It was full theater when I went, and The Accountant was full, too.
Yeah, it seems like more of these horror films have a little bit of legs. Yeah. So they may not stay at number one, but they usually hover between two and three for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So, folks, we're going to move over to the box office bet. As always, we all make our bets on what we think the actual box office is. The one that's furthest away will go see that film, although I have a feeling with Inferno, maybe many of us will be seeing that film anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then the one that gets closest to the actual box office just gets to have bragging rights that they're just so awesome about prognosticating.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about Tom Hanks's Angels and Demons and The Da Vinci Code. Of course, Da Vinci Code opened up to $77 million its opening weekend.
That's the back first, in 2006, though, so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Angels and Demons came out in 2009, so it's been 7 years since we had one, and that only opened up at 46.
Yeah.
So 7 years. Is the fan base still excited? Are you guys as excited as you were about Angels and Demons
also,
or The Da Vinci Code?
It's the only movie opening up. You know, it's like there's very little competition for this movie.
Well,
I think,
the way the box office has been this summer,
Haven't had as big a numbers as you think.
I think it'll be less numbers, I think, than Angels and Demons, but it'll be number one.
Oh, sure.
So it's not going to probably be as amazing. And it's one of those people go, oh, it's another new one. So they get excited in that way.
But you guys, in terms of the marketing and everything like that, are you guys as pumped?
I'm excited. I've been reading the book for like the past year, only because I have ADHD and I read like all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of want to finish it before the week ends so that I can see the movie and like really like get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think that it's going to be amazing.
Mm.
And the numbers are going to be amazing. And I have a number in mind.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, the person that lost, Carrie Lane, you get the honor of going first. No, you get to go last. You get to go last. You get the honor of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you get to pick your sweet spot.
You get to go first.
I'll go first.
Go for it.
I think I'm looking at this angel. There it is. I'm looking at this Angels and Demons 46. I'm going to go 45.
Ooh, look at that. Shooting big. All right. Let's see. I don't think it's going to do 45. I'm going to go closer to, I think it's going to do 37.
37, that sounds good.
Yeah. Richie Sky?
42.
42. All right. Carrie Lane.
I was going to say 35, but now I don't want to be the furthest away, so you said 37?
Yes.
She's slotting herself in the middle!
Yeah.
45.
39.
39.
Ooh,
all right, so I'm high and rich, and you're low.
Yes.
Okay, so one of you,
it's
you or me.
It's a safe spot.
That's right.
If I get to do it last, because I'm
Juan loves her some Tom Cruise.
That's right, you. Quan.
I think that's Quinn.
Do I love me some Tom Cruise?
Where's the Have A and I ever I said that
I love me some Tom Cruise?
She loves Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I mean, she, well, you guys, before the show, she comes in, and usually it's about a 5 minute just like little mini rant from Quinn about Tom Cruise. Like, oh, you wouldn't, guys, you wouldn't believe Tom Cruise.
Yeah. So. Oh, my gosh. You 25 wouldn't believe go Tom Cruise.
Jamie says only 25 for Inferno.
Jamie, you're going to lose.
I feel that's a little low. I was, yeah, my first guess was 35, but I want to be safe. Because yeah, if I pick 35, I'm automatically farthest away if it's high. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
So you're a coward. You're a coward. You're not willing to stand behind your box office prognostication.
Not for this one.
I'm really, my guess is purely based on, I just don't think there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
But I also do think that now's the time people start going to see movies, gets a little colder. Cuffing season. I think we might see some big numbers.
Wait, what season?
Cuffing season.
Cuffing?
Never heard of cuffing?
No.
Yeah, it's when people get together after they've been up, you know, single all summer.
It's when you see, yeah, you single for the summer, you find a significant other, you know, for the colder months.
You want to snuggle with
Netflix
somebody.
Netflix and chill. Cuffing season. Movie season. Go.
And then
Pumpkin spice latte.
Cuffing season officially ends around March.
All right. There you go. Quinn has spoken.
Are you guys both single then?
Get on your cuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Get your cuff on, everybody. All right. Mm-hmm. Midi shot going 40 plus. All right. I think you're just trying to, well, okay, that's closer to Richie, but Midi shot, you're not going to go with Quinn? Come on.
Yeah, we're cuffing, media.
Yeah.
Cuff with me.
Why cuff, though?
I don't know.
I don't know why they call it
handcuffed.
Yeah, like handcuff, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can go with that.
I always thought it should be more
like... No,
there's
certain slang words where you go, okay, I get it, but then other ones you're like, I have no idea how that's connected.
Cuffing, C-U-F-F-I-N-G. I think maybe it should be more like comfy season or cuddly season. I don't know. I don't know why they call it that.
Hookup season?
Spooning season.
Spooning season. All right. Just get chubby and watch TV season.
There you go.
It's your hibernation.
It's your hibernation. Yeah. There you go.
Hibernate. No, that works because y'all like, oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh, don't. You're going to get me in so much trouble. I'm going to have to sign like an NDA. Get out of here, Jack.
Oh, no.
How about finding someone because you really like them? Who
knows? Oh, who does that?
Honestly. This is 2016.
Who's doing that?
That's
fine. Yeah, just like making an emotional connection with somebody.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Why?
Not this cold
heart. Does that
mean
then you got someone also for New Year's all set in that way too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole thing.
But around Valentine's Day, you should start acting crazy.
Because then it's a little too serious.
Yeah, it's a little too serious, and you want to make your great escape.
Yeah, you don't want to be buying somebody a gift.
Exactly. Interesting.
Yeah, or getting that nice fancy dinner or buying
But you
flowers.
Gotta still get them a Christmas present.
Because that's fun.
Well, but
that's
how many
true.
Gifts, like those
gift
are gifts without
than,
meaning.
Yeah, it's different than Valentine's.
Unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
All right. How much will you spend on a gift? Just a ballpark figure for your cuffing partner.
50 to 90.
Whoo! He's got that DJ money.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, Richie Sky. Holy cow.
I'm a good date.
Yeah. All right. Everybody, get a cuff up with Richie Sky, man.
Sky.
Yeah, always looking
Sky good. And DJ Richie Sky. You guys should cuff.
Start shipping Sky and Richie Sky. There you go.
I can't believe you guys have never heard of cuffing season.
No, but all right, Quinn, how much would you spend for a Christmas gift for a cuffing partner?
Maybe like $50.
Really?
See?
Wow.
Yeah, not to 50 to 90 is crazy.
I was not thinking that.
That's a meal.
That's a meal. Oh. Yeah, that's a meal. This is LA. Come on.
Oh, Where are you eating that is a meal, sir?
What are you talking about?
$50?
A $90 meal, like just for you.
You gotta consider drinks too. I'm not just gonna go to dinner and not drink.
An appetizer, maybe you wanna get like a shrimp cocktail.
Thank you.
Now, are you including 90, including both of you in that $90 price, or just $90 on her side of the meal?
Yeah, I mean, but I would spend 90 to 50 to 90 on a gift. I think that's a good gift.
Oof. How about just like a Blu-ray?
Oh, I just got married, Richie Sky, right? You can get me a $50 to $90 gift.
Ooh.
Where did you?
Oh, not as progressive as these new kids. Thanks, all of it.
What is it called when you go in and mark all the things that you want for your Christmas present?
Registry.
Where did you register?
My lady registered at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target.
Ooh, that's a good one. Those are good ones.
Some other place.
Oh, wow.
Those gifts are going to be $50 to
$90. Media Shock, £100 and a meal, and then
cuffing.
Thank you, Media Shock.
Well, yeah, the important question, guys, are we going to be dressing up for Halloween?
I know for sure one person on this panel will. Absolutely, one person will be dressed up.
I will for sure.
I will. I'll dress up. I didn't
have to do what I can to dress up next week.
Yes.
Are you going to dress up, Richie Sky?
I'm going to do what I can.
Yeah. Oh, look at you.
We'll be here for Halloween.
Wait, because it actually is Halloween.
We're going to be here on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, baby. I am dressing up.
Heck yeah, I'm going to dress up.
I have two options. I don't know which one I'm going to choose.
Don't spoil it.
No, that's true.
Oh, wait, and then someone mentioned John Wick. I'm excited for that one. Have you guys seen that trailer yet?
Yeah.
I'm excited for John Wick. Yes.
Yeah, I will not be dressing up for Halloween, guys. I'm gonna be the turd in the punch bowl next week, everybody.
I'll bring like bunny ears for you or something.
All right, yes. Very simple. There you go.
Ooh, bunny ears. I think I have like cuffs. Can make it like it's a Playboy bunny.
Playboy bunny!
That's right, guys. I'll be cuffing. I'll be ready for a cuffing party next week.
Yeah, leave a comment. Let us know. Are you guys dressing up next week? Or, I mean, you might not be here, you might be out partying, but you'll be watching us later, so yeah, let us know. Comment down below.
Bring the handcuffs next week. Yes, Alvin, we will be doing that. Yes, cuffing partners will be...
I think they meant Jack James. Harrington. How are they going to see your costume, though?
I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Can you run in?
You
they
can
see
come
you
in and
run
do
back?
A little walk for us. And
I could set up the photo booth camera so
you can see. Oh,
yes!
Richie Sky, there you go, Luke Cage. Okay, that's semi a cop-out, though. Are you just saying that because he's black?
That would be too easy. I do that every day.
Oh. Well, doesn't he have a beard, too? I didn't watch enough yet. No, someone was excited for his facial.
Sky, will you just stop hitting on Richie?
Hi, Sky.
Like, I know what you're doing. We all can see through this. You look like Luke Cage. We know what you're doing.
You are always welcome here, Scott.
Ooh, look at that. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Break-In. But we've learned so much, everybody, this episode. We've learned about Halloween costumes. We learned about cuffing. We learned Richie, Sky, and Quinn
and
are loaded.
Female funnels do not work.
Yes.
They leak,
you cannot pee in a girl funnel.
Guys, yeah. You know,
okay.
There you go.
Good to know.
Yep. And don't forget to go to Quinn's website to get that shirt if you guys want to do that as well, too.
Yeah.
In the meantime, folks, follow us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Of course, thank you so much for everybody for hopping in the chat. We love interacting with you during the course of the show. But if you want to interact with us even after the show's over, where can you find us? Well, Richie Sky's going to tell you where you can find him.
You guys can stalk me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Quinn Skillian. You can find me on Instagram at Quinstagram. And you can add me on Snapchat at Crapchat.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Happy Go Jackie. Feel free to tweet any of us and tell us which one of us you, which one of the four of us would you like to have as your cuffing partner.
Yeah.
Yes! We'll find out.
At least I spend money on gifts.
I give the gift of emotional
gift of love.
Yes, of listening and caring. Yeah. That's my gift.
There's no price tag on what we can give, right?
That's exactly what it is. Right. So yeah, we'll chime in. We'll see which one of us has the most votes for a cuffing partner from the fans. Or we'll announce that next week. We'll see everybody. Happy Halloween. We'll see you on Halloween night for the Box Office Breakdown.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.